Perhaps the most discussed breast cancer paper at the recent ASCO meeting was a trial in metastatic HER2-positive disease in patients who had received prior anthracyclines and taxanes and progressing on trastuzumab, comparing capecitabine plus the dual tyrosine kinase inhibitor lapatinib to capecitabine alone. Dr. Charles Geyer presented this paper at ASCO and reviewed the findings for the think tank group.
This was a phase 3 trial of the approved dose of capecitabine as a control versus the phase 1 combination dose, which brought the capecitabine down to 2,000. Patient population for this study were women who had had progression of breast cancer and had received prior anthracycline, taxane, and trastuzumab. They were to have had progression on trastuzumab in the metastatic setting. They could not have had prior capecitabine. This study was discussed at length with the FDA when it was being developed, and there was a strong consensus that because it was an unblinded study, that time to progression that would be used for the definitive analysis would be endpoints as defined by an independent review committee who would look at all the films, all the photographic assessments, and then assign response status, progression status based on their review, and that would drive the analysis. And basically then when the IDMC looked at it, they recommended early closure of the trial because the boundary had been crossed for superiority. And basically the median time to progression was improved from 4.5 to 8.5 months, and it crossed the boundary. Response rate was also increased from 14% to 22%, though this did not meet statistical significance. A interest, of course, with lapatinib is a potential impact it might have in reducing CNS events, and so this was something that was tracked, and there were clearly numerically fewer, 4 versus 11, though again, it was too few total events to make any definitive statement. Toxicity was a concern going in since there was overlapping toxicity, and we did have overall increases in diarrhea, hand, foot, skin rashes, but really virtually no grade 4 toxicity, and the grade 3 toxicities really weren't appreciably different. And then for the other toxicities, again, just no grade 4 at all and minimal grade 3. So the concern about additive toxicity of the lapatinib to the capecitabine really wasn't borne out. Final thing on this study, because of the cardiac toxicity issue with HER2 blockade, there was very careful cardiac monitoring. Patients got scans basically every 6 weeks for the first 6 months and then every 12 weeks. Very conservative criteria were used for a cardiac event. Patients who had symptoms, symptomatic heart failure obviously would have been considered as having an event, but also patients who had asymptomatic declines with a relative decrease more than 20% from baseline to below normal were considered as an event. And on the study, there were 4 of those with the lapatinib capecitabine, 1 with the capecitabine alone. All were asymptomatic,